This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Grant Johnson. He is the CEO of VGambling, Inc., while they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GMBL. Now, VGambling has a really neat niche in the market. It's the next generation online gambling company, specifically focused on esports. And VGambling intends to offer wagering on esport events on a full licensed, regulated, secure platform to the global esport audience, excluding the United States. Grant, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Everett.
Give us a little background of yourself, how you got involved in this, and maybe a little bit of background of the company, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Sure. Well, my background, I was involved in the online gaming industry in its nascent stages back in the early 90s. Through till about 99, working with a group out of Western Canada called Starnet Communications. We developed online gambling platforms. I left the industry in about 90, end of 99, to pursue other opportunities. And 4 years ago, I was approached by a group in Western Canada, a native group that wanted to get into setting up a jurisdiction where they could issue licenses online, similar to what the Mohawks do in Kahnawake outside of Montreal, Canada. And at that time, I decided to go do some research on what had changed, what was new in the online gambling industry. And I had the good fortune to come across some people in the esport industry and got to go to StarCraft Championship in Toronto 3 years ago. And at that point in time, I was able to see firsthand the level of energy, excitement, and this huge growing phenomenon, which is the esports industry. And I came back and advised everybody that this was going to be the future, in my opinion, of the online gambling business, where they should focus. We disagreed. We parted ways. And I, at that point in time, started VGambling. That is how we came into being 3 years ago. Since that point in time, we've been focused specifically on launching our platform, getting all our regulatory permits, licenses in place, getting our public company fully reporting, fast filer, et cetera. So that brings us pretty much up to speed. That's 3 years worth of work condensed into a 2-3 minute spiel there.
You know, tell me a little bit about how big the esport audience and business is. Are you guys monetizing this yet? And when will you start being able to monetize this?
Okay, I'll answer the second question first. Currently, we are not launched, so we are currently not taking bets. We anticipate launching later this quarter. But to give you an idea of the size of the industry and the growth of the industry, according to Super Data Research, the current esport fan base is numbered at over 200 million individuals, and that's up from 140 million last year. So the year-upon-year growth is massive. Who is the primary base? Well, the primary base is the 18 to 35-year-olds. And to give you some comparables in terms of the sports equivalents, millennials are now watching esports in greater numbers than they watch Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL. So it's already passed those three major league sports in terms of viewership among that audience. And it's anticipated in viewership to pass the Super Bowl, which is the largest watched sporting event in the world.
Absolutely.
This decade. So that's the kind of growth we're seeing coming out of, you know, 10 years from obscurity to the dominant watched event in the next few years. To give you some dollar figures around what this means, the video game industry as a whole is bigger than the combined movie and music industry. The esport specific industry, as a subsection there, now has professional purses that rival the largest purses in any sporting event. The Dota Championships, which is Defense of the Agents, which took place in Seattle this past August, the purse on that one tournament was $20 million.
Wow.
And so that gives you some scale and scope and the growth of the industry. This year, there'll be 5,600 professional tournaments. By 2020, that's expected to be over 10,000, and the total purse will be over 189 million U.S.
You know, excuse my ignorance here, but we're talking about esports. We're talking about like the Madden games and stuff like that, people playing football, basketball. Is there different divisions? Is there different levels, skill levels? Can you, give me a little bit of breakdown on that?
Sure. Technically, esports is competitive video game play. So any video game that two people are competing against each other is technically an esport. However, the main tournaments and the main money generators have a tendency to be a much more complicated games. League of Legends is the largest in participation and fan base. Dota is the largest in purse. Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Smite, Hearthstone, Overwatch, Call of Duty. These are the major events that the professional esports.
So more of the one-on-one hand combat.
Actually, those are most of those are team play.
Okay.
Team on team. So teams of five people will compete against others. Some of them are one-on-one. Some of the major events, StarCraft is, but the majority of them are team play. Just as in, professional, traditional sports, stick and ball sports, as they refer to them.
And do they have a novice category, semi-pro, pro, and master, or is this everybody is just an open tournament?
Well, by the time you get to the championships, everybody is a fairly highly skilled professional, and at that level, the players are dedicating 8 to 12 hours a day in honing their skills and playing the game. So it's something that requires a tremendous amount of commitment on the part of the participants, the athletes. The reality with the esport player is that they're able to, commit more time to it. It's not as physically exhausting, but it is very mentally exhausting, and there is some burnout that does take place.
Our guest today is Grant Johnson. He is the CEO and the chairman of the board at VGambling, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GMBL. Now, recently you came out on October 10th, and you guys are putting out a press release about possibly purchasing the Grand Princess Casino. And can you elaborate a little bit on that, and where are we at in the process?
Certainly. The Grand Princess is the second largest casino in the Caribbean after Atlantis. And it was built back in 2004. It operated in 2008 and was not able to survive the economic downturn. It's a 63,000 square foot facility that's three stories high in Jolly Harbor, Antigua. We went down and looked at the facility. It became to our attention that it was going to go to auction by the banks that held the note on the facility. We participated in the open public auction. We submitted our bid, our engineering reports, and we were the strongest bid for the property. And since that point in time, we've invested our time and efforts in finishing the transaction. We intend to finance it through a citizenship by investment program,
Okay. Which
for your American listeners, that is a similar program to your EB-5 program, where individuals can become Antiguan citizens by investing in approved businesses. So it's our intention to work with a global network of agents to effectively sell 35 Antiguan passports and citizenship. We will take those funds. We will invest it in a capital project in Antigua and purchasing that facility, renovating it, which will create substantial employment for the citizens of Antigua. And then we intend to use that facility to host professional esport events. And so we will bring in the pro teams.
So let's get back to the V-Gambling site. You said that you're going to bring that online here sometime in the fourth quarter. From a gambling perspective, how much wagering can you actually be taking place here? Do you charge them a VIG like they do in Las Vegas, usually 10%? What's going to be the model of that?
Correct. We will be charging a VIG. We'll be taking like a poker room functions. We're creating a secure environment where people will be able to place their wagers. They'll know it's regulated. They know it's fully transparent. They know the winners are going to get paid. And we will take a percentage of the pot from the winner's pot. So we're better agnostic. It's not a sports book operation where you're betting against the house. We're going to be executing a bet exchange, peer-to-peer wagering model. And that means that the bettors get to set their own bet and their own odds. And they put it into the exchange software, and the software will match that person up with an individual who has a contrary opinion. Then those funds are held in a suspense account until the outcome of the event, and the winner would have the funds deposited into their account, less a percentage taken by the house.
Absolutely, like they do in poker.
Correct.
Online poker. So let me ask you this. So you have no revenues right now. You're getting ready to bring this online in the beginning of the fourth quarter. What is the metrics that you think you guys will be taking in revenue-wise? Have you guys got any projections of what kind of revenues we would see at the end of the fourth quarter and then going forward to 2017?
Well, as you're aware, it's always difficult to forecast until you've got some historical data to pull from. Pre-launch, it's always a little more difficult. But based on the research done by Norris Group, which is a gambling-specific research group out of Las Vegas, I'll give you some numbers on the industry specific to esports.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to you a little bit where we think we fall in this number. In this year, 2016, the total amount wagered on esports is estimated to be about $5.5 billion.
Wow.
Now, that's expected to rise to over $16 billion by 2020. So the growth curve is substantial year upon year. And the bettors, the online activity of an esport fan is two times more likely to place a bet online than a sports fan. So, given that as we stated earlier, the esport fan base has grown from 140 million to 200 million in 1 year, that number is continuing to grow. The numbers, the likelihood of those people betting is two times higher than sports fans, and the total number, and this is probably a fairly conservative number, of 16 billion is over three times higher than what it currently is. So over a four-year period in time, a 300% increase. Where we fall in this and what we think we'll be able to do, we'll be the only pure play esport betting site. The
wow.
other that's public. There is one other that's dedicated just to esports, but it's privately held. All the other sites are sports betting and sports book operators that do offer some esports. So we see ourselves as the only one that's dedicated specifically to that demographic. And for fans that are interested in participating in a company where they can own a piece of the company, we're the only option.
Well, you kind of answered my next question. I was going to say, why is V-Gambling such an attractive investment? But it sounds like you guys have a monopoly on this space.
Well, monopoly is a strong word there because there are other publicly traded sports betting companies. But in terms of esports, yes. In fact, we are the only publicly traded company that's dedicated strictly to esports in terms of wagering. So we do think we provide kind of a unique offering in the entire industry. There's only a handful of sites, less than 12, that are even offering legitimate, and these are credible sites.
I mean, right.
there are gray market sites that have no licensing, et cetera, and do not guarantee any kind of return for their players. But of the credible sites, there's less than 12. And we being the only one that's catering specifically to the market and public, we like our chances of being able to have a substantial piece of the market share.
The company that we're highlighting today is V Gambling. The CEO is Grant Johnson. He's also the chairman of the board. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GMBL. Their stock price is trading around 37 cents a share. Their market cap's a little bit north of $26 million. It sounds like it's pretty undervalued considering the market space and the kind of operations that they have going forward. In closing here, Grant, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to bring out to my listeners?
Well, I'd just like to say that just tying all the pieces together, you know, we'll be the one and only company that will be able to tie the land-based hosting of the tournaments and providing that online betting platform all under one roof, and that makes us very unique in the space. So that is the one thing I just want to make people understand, that we have both sides of the market covered as we go forward here at Executor Plan.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best. We're going to check back with you guys in a couple of months to see how you guys are doing. Until then, I wish you the best.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.